Monique, of course, warm congratulations. You're holding up this magnificent trophy for the first time, eh? Of course, it's called the Viaduct Carpet Cord Shield. You know, Viaduct was a fantastic rugby player in her day, and I think she's a real inspiration to all you women in search of rugby. So hopefully in the fullness of time, when you're in your, you know, 25, 26, in about 10 years' time, we'll call it the Monique Shield. But warm congratulations as you lead in, Varela. I'll give it back to you. But must be fantastic to be the first ever premiers in the CNOS Central Premiership.
Yes, no, it's been great. You know, last year it's just kind of building on a team, and this year we've had quite a few girls come in as well. And, you know, it's good to see how much we've improved, but not only in Varela, but, you know, all the teams, especially Narrabri and Gunnedah, who have only brought a team together this year and have done well. So proud of everyone within the Central North Rugby Sevens.
It's also been a collective thing, because have you found those gala days as well as individual days where you might play 2:30 in between first and second grade?
Yes, so playing those gala days have been a great opportunity for all of our teams, and, you know, to create friendships with all other teams. It's been so nice to meet other people who enjoy the sport just as much as we do, so it's been great.
What about Dale as a coach? Is he a reasonable sort of a coach, or Rihanna does all the hard work?
You know, Dale Beattie, he pushes us so much, and we wouldn't be here where we are today without him, so I couldn't rate him more.
And what about Pete and everybody at the Inverell Highlands? They sort of look after you there?
Yeah, so Inverell Highlanders have treated us pretty much as, you know, a boys' team. They welcome us in with open hands and as a family, so it's been a great club to play for, no doubt.
What about the future, of course? There's a representative program there for Central North, which was fantastic this year. What about a whole conglomerate of girls maybe playing 10-a-side or 15-a-side rugby? Is it just we've got to work on the sevens for the first couple of years and then maybe have a lash at 15s?
Yeah, so I think, you know, rugby seven women's is only going to go up from here, and there's been so many opportunities we have here this year, especially with the UNE Lions. For Armidale, you know, that's been a great eye-opener for us here, playing Sydney, Griffith, stuff like that. So very big eye-opener, and can only wish the best for UNE to go upwards from here.
Would you like to see separate chasing sheets for the men's and the ladies? And it hasn't been something for some of the Highlanders to get their head around, that women are actually playing rugby and have to share for the facilities, or they say, no, madam, this is your room from 2:30 to about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, no, so it's been a great opportunity to play just before A grade as well, you know, to have that crowd support us, and, you know, the women's rugby is only going to go further from here, and I think to have such support as we do with Central North, you know, supporting us women's is great and only go from higher. Yeah.
And Monique, of course, you're studying at university at the moment. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I've just started this year doing the Pathways course. We're doing 2 units to get me towards education for primary students. So, yeah, looking forward for it to start. Yeah.
And finally, of course, tell us a little bit about what you're up to. You've got to work, but also, of course, do university. It'd be nice if one of the universities stepped in and sort of helped you out, seeing as you're part of the pathway. But where do you work in Inverell, and how do they look after you?
So, pretty well. So, work, you know, 38 hours a week, occasional Saturdays here and there. You know, I pretty much wake up, do uni, go to work, train, uni, and go to sleep. It's been pretty tough, but, you know, I've got everyone around me to support me, family and friends and my teammates. So, yeah. And I want to thank Ray White for supporting me. You know, they've been great help.
Thank you. Wish you all the best. Warm congratulations on being the inaugural skipper, eh? Of the first ever Viaduct Carpet Cord Women's Central North Premiership. An incredible name that will be in the urethra forever.
Yeah.
But hopefully within 5 years your name will be on the trophy, and hopefully you'll continue to succeed in what you're doing and doing a great job. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time.